flossy nosy neely filication. How about this one of the longest words in the English language? Its origin is Latin. Flossy plus nosy plus neely plus peely all means the estimation of something as of little or no value, trifling, worthless, valueless. If you've been paying attention these first five Lenten days, this first week of Lent is a clear reminder that flossy, nosily, filication is something which Lent is not. In fact, Lent is so valuable, it just might save you if you cooperate with it and rid yourself of sin. That means identifying sin, feeling sorrow for it, confessing it, and promising to better your life. Clean Week is a strong reminder of this all-important Lenten sin-ridden process that allows us to turn towards God and away from evil, which we may not have been able to do before. That process actually involves two encounters, one with you and God, and the other with you and your brothers and sisters in Christ. There must be a strong effort, not only to forgive those who have hurt us, but to say we're sorry to those whom we ourselves have offended. If you're going to make peace with God, you must first make peace with others. And with this, there is no shortcut. It has occurred to me over the years that some may actually be afraid of Lent. If that's you, think about this. Could it be because you feel exposed and vulnerable when you ask to be forgiven? Is it hard for you to say you're sorry? Do you find it difficult to forgive others? Are you carrying around this unforgivingness, unwilling to give up? These are thoughts definitely worth spending some time with this Lent. Flossy, nosy, neely, filiation is not the answer.